You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown! Ole Miss! Jackson Dart houses it!
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dock! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And we welcome you into the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary and Chuck in studio. Yancey's going to join us by phone from somewhere, somehow.
He's in Missouri. The show me state.
Well, here he is. I hear him laughing in the background now. Hello, sir.
How's everybody getting on?
Well, good. It's been 3 weeks since we've been on the air.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been looking at obituary column to make sure you and Gary are still doing okay. So everybody's still alive and kicking, and you know, a lot has happened since we were last on the air.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know, we're here to catch you up tonight. That's what we're going to do.
So we'll get your text messages at 662-426-1093, 662-426-1093. We'll talk with Walker Jones in the next segment, and then we'll bring Yancey back a little bit later on. Yancey, let's go ahead so there's no confusion. Five things brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham currently operates nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee. Go ahead.
Yeah, thought number one, I will not lie, losing this baseball regional was a really, really tough pill for me to take. But I was also proud of the never-quit attitude this team held all season long. When you look back at it, this was really a nice bounce-back season for the Ole Miss baseball program. Now, next season, it's time to take it a step further. Thought number two, the biggest issue with this baseball team, when you look back at it, in my opinion, is they simply didn't have a consistent Saturday starter. To win it all, you need two aces, and Ole Miss simply had one. Thought number three, speaking of pitching, this will be their biggest priority in the transfer portal going forward this summer, along with finding a ready-made big-time shortstop. Keep your fingers crossed it works out for Hunter Elliott to return. The addition of left-handed pitchers Grant Richardson out of Grand Canyon and Will Liberd out of Missouri are certainly a step in the right direction. Thought number four, while some Ole Miss fans are really worried about State's hiring of former Virginia head coach Brian O'Connor, rightfully so, I look at it as a positive for Ole Miss. This will force Ole Miss to put more resources into their baseball program, namely more NIL money, if they want to keep up with cross-state rivals. And lastly, the last thought of the day. Folks, it's now football time. I, for one, cannot wait. The word I'm getting from inside the IPF is they believe they have done a bang-up job in evaluating the portals they brought in. And also, the pieces of the puzzle are coming together better than they even anticipated. Buckle up, Rebel fans. We're in for another great ride.
All right, good stuff. What do you make of those thoughts there?
Yeah, I think we are in for another good ride with football. I'm excited, too. We didn't get to see much in spring, but what I saw you know, it's, they brought in some quality athletes, and you know, it's up to them to piece it together and get it cohesive and get it running like a well-oiled machine. But that's never been a problem with Lane's staff. They always have the team playing well when the season rolls around. I think that'll be the case again.
And then baseball thoughts, since we didn't have the show last week because thunderstorms rolled through Mississippi.
What I liked more than anything, because I, whatever Yancey touched on there, I agreed with, but what I liked more than anything was the fan support at the regional. Just outstanding. They listed 11,900. I guarantee you there were more people than that there.
That was one of the things that I had in the Ole Miss and SEC news at the end. The Ole Miss regional had the highest attendance of any regional across
the board.
It's just
sad that Ole Miss couldn't reward them with a win in the regional, yep, and then host Duke in the super regional. I think we would have been in Omaha right now had that happened. But
you know, it didn't. So in Omaha right now.
Yeah, Yancey and I had that conversation for about an hour earlier, didn't we, sir?
We sure did.
I will say this though. After watching a lot of the College World Series, I'm not sure we were ready for that. I think we had too many holes to do much damage up there, but just getting there would have been a great feat.
I think you can see Coastal's pitching really, really good, LSU, and obviously I'll get into the Arkansas pitching again at the Ole Miss, yeah, SEC news with a no-hitter today. But there's some really good arms. And I'll be honest, I thought last year after it was, what, four SEC, four ACC schools in the world of the NIL, I thought we would have a lot of that from here on out. And then you get the Coastals and the Murrays and, mm-hmm, and the Oregon States who step back in. I know they're going to be back Pac-12 quotish again soon, but we're seeing some names again that aren't just the Power Five.
I tell you, the regional.
And I think the biggest thing that we've seen in Omaha, again, you have to have two big-time starting pitchers to really do a lot of damage, and Ole Miss was simply one short.
Thank you very much. We got to take a break. We'll catch up with Walker next, and I'll also tell you about First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. They'll guide you through that financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Back with Walker next.
Made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
In this portion of things, we're going to have brought to us by the Grove Collective. Their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for the Ole Miss student athletes, giving them the level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Why? Because Walker Jones of the Grove Collective is with us. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Doing great, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, we're busy, but all is good. It's been a good summer so far, and just building on the momentum from this past year and getting ready for the fall. But no complaints other than being busy, but that's not a bad thing.
So with rev sharing that was just passed, Walker, does that take a little pressure off of you as far as the fundraising side of things? Is it something you wanted? Is it something that's good? Talk to it a little bit.
Yeah, look, I think it's a mixed bag. I think there's certain aspects of the settlement that I was certainly for and that are positive for college athletics. I think there are other aspects that are going to be tough to implement and aren't going to be completely practical given the way the market and the model works and how far we've come in 3 years. So, you know, like anything, is it a perfect solution? No. Is it a good step forward? Yes. Is it a pathway to a kind of more sustainable model going forward? I think so, but definitely I think it's going to evolve. I think the regulatory piece of it is going to get challenged, and we'll see how that all holds up. That's probably the biggest unknown. But all in all, the rev share was a positive step forward, and we support it 100%. And, you know, it does, Chuck. I think it'll take a little pressure off us, you know, not having to come up with every single dollar to manage our rosters and for our athlete payroll. So I think that's a good thing. The school is prepared for it. We were prepared for it. And, you know, our job to Rebel fans may not look a lot different. You know, we still need our members to join and be subscribers to the collective like we have. We've had one of the best membership programs in the country, and we need that to continue so we can, you know, offer this these supplemental NIL opportunities to our student athletes. And then we need our corporate community continue to step up, our corporate partners, where you can write off your donation to the collective, and you can activate with our membership, with our student athletes. And so we're going to need those two revenue streams to continue. But yes, a little pressure fundraising will go off us, but we'll still have to, you know, have to ask our fans to continue to give in those areas. And, you know, that's going to be really important to us to basically supplement on top of that 20.5 initial rev share cap that the schools cannot exceed. To give our you know, our athletes continue to make additional money. And that's where I think the competitive battleground is going to shift to now. And, you know, we're prepared for it and really looking forward to the challenge.
What I didn't understand about this, Walker, is the $600 Dilati, you know, that group having to approve the NIL. That seems like trying to put toothpaste back into the tube, and I don't know that that's going to work.
Yeah, I think that's the area that I'm probably struggling the most with. And I think if you talk to anybody across the country, they would say the same. I think it's going to be really hard considering how much we were already spending and how much these athletes were used to making, that you're going to come back and propose this regulatory environment that's going to essentially limit the amount of money athletes can make. And, you know, I've studied the process a little bit, but I go back to my time when I was at Under Armour and we were doing athlete endorsements there. And, you know, an athlete's worth to a business what they're willing to pay for them. And I don't know, you know, again, we still need to see how it executes. I think there'll be legal challenges the first time an athlete gets told no by Deloitte and this clearinghouse. But I do understand why they wanted to try something. Now, again, is it practical? My opinion, I don't think it is. Are we going to try to follow it as best we can? Of course. And but we're going to be prepared for how it'll change and how evolve. But, yeah, I just think it's really hard today's time to have a third party try to play judge and jury on what an athlete can make or what their fair market value is or what's a reasonable range of compensation. I used Diego Pavia last year, the quarterback for Vanderbilt. I mean, before they beat Alabama, I don't know how many people could tell you he was a starting quarterback at Vanderbilt. And then they beat the number one team in the country, and he plays like a rock star, and now all of a sudden his value went through the roof literally overnight. So, you know, I just think it's going to be a real challenge there, Chuck. And, you know, we'll just have to see how it plays out. And, you know, we've got plans for all those contingencies.
Well, yeah, but here's the deal to me. All right, let's just say a guy in Nashville, a huge market, television market, versus a guy in Oxford, is Deloitte going to say, oh, well, he's in this big market, so he's worth more, and you're in this little market, so you're not worth that much? You know, there's all kinds of pitfalls here to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not scientific, and I think it's definitely going to have some challenges. And, look, that's the battle we fight being in Oxford, Mississippi, not being in a major media market. And so – I think we're going to have to be really, really creative. Now, what we do have is a really strong business community in Oxford, North Mississippi, the whole state of Mississippi, that I think is going to be willing to continue to support our athletes. And we're going to get really creative like we've done in the past and, you know, try to offset that as best we can. But, again, it's a big unknown. We don't know exactly, you know, how it's going to you know, be governed, if it's going to be able to sustain the legal challenges that are inevitably going to come. But, you know, my job, you know, and working with Keith and the rest of the university stakeholders is to give them the best, most legitimate agency that I can to try to take advantage and to work with whatever confines come our way.
So we've established that the collective is extremely viable. We got 1 minute, maybe two here, Walker. We've got to keep contributing to the collective. That's number one. But you've also, haven't you created a marketing firm to help navigate some of this as well?
That's correct, Chuck. We started Magnolia Sports Group about a year ago in anticipation of the settlement possibly coming and rev share coming. And essentially what Magnolia Sports Group is a subsidiary of the Grove Collective. It's going to serve as our marketing agency for all our corporate partners. So all the businesses out there that are going to continue to support us, they'll be clients of Magnolia Sports Group. And really that's where all that corporate brand activation will live with all our business community. The Grove Collective will maintain our individual memberships. And that's where we'll do a lot of the fan experiential opportunities, pregame tailgates, meet the Rebels, autographed merchandise, walking with the team through the Walk of Champions, going to private scrimmages, traveling with the team, those types of things. So the membership will provide really cool fan experiential opportunities through the Grove Collective. And then Magnolia Sports Group is where we'll house all our corporate activation. And we kind of put this all in place knowing that this was a possibility coming. And so all our fans have somewhere to continue to give to us. You can give as little as, you know, $20 a month as a membership and experience a lot of really cool opportunities and autographed merchandise and things like that. And then if you're a business, you can be a business partner of ours through Magnolia Sports Group. So we're prepared. And like you said, we want our fans. I think we've built a high level of trust with our fans the last, you know, 3 years, and we want them to continue to support us. We're going to continue to support Keith and the athletic department and play our role. And like I said, behind the scenes, it may look a little different, but to our average fan, I think our impact and our purpose is still as viable as it ever has been.
Man, that's why you're the leader of the pack, buddy. We appreciate your time here, and thanks for these explanations. And obviously, out there, listeners, keep giving to the Grove Collective. Thank you, buddy.
Well, I did. Thank you, Chuck. I just want to tell everybody thanks for your support, and we're going to go full speed ahead and appreciate you guys as always.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Walker Jones with us. We'll get Yancey back here in just a moment to join us with text messages and injuries.
One thing I want to ask him, if we get some more time with Walker down the line, once he gets settled in, is if they're going, he thinks there's going to be some schools that like give all the money to basketball,
right,
or some give it all to baseball or more to baseball, and how it's going to be allocated. That's going to be fun to watch too.
Definitely. All right, we'll come back in just a few. It's the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Really good stuff from Walker Jones in that last segment. Good, informative stuff.
Well, the main thing is people need to be aware that the collective is still alive and viable and absolutely necessary. $20 million is not going to finance all the teams we want to finance at Ole Miss to stay in the upper level, upper echelon of the SEC. I guarantee you they're going to spend $30 million this year. So that means the Grove Collective's got to, you know, put in $10 million minimum.
Gotcha. And hopefully, as you said, maybe we can get a little extended time later on to answer, you know, some more questions
as it continues. Yeah, I want some finer questions once he learns to navigate the environment a little better.
Yancey, you back with us?
I am. I thought that was great information by Walker, and one that a lot of the fans have questions on. I think a lot of the sports writers were putting out that the collectives were basically done, that they weren't going to be able to supplement anything over $600. And so that's where the real confusion came in. But that's the farthest from the truth. There's a lot of ways around this that Walker will be able to elaborate on some more as Chuck said, some clarification comes on these issues. But the Grove Collective is going full steam ahead. And like Chuck said, you know, $20.5 million is not even the tip of the iceberg of what it's going to take to fund the total package of the student athletes at Ole Miss.
No question about it.
Text messages brought to you by Ken and Cleary McGraw at ccmoxford.com. And since we didn't get to answer some last week, we'll go with this one. Coach Kiffin went out to build a defense that looked like Georgia in 2024. Most of that team is gone. Does the 2025 team look like Georgia?
Well, I'm not so sure about that. You know, when you lose Walter Nolan and Jared Ivey and J.J. Pegues and Princely Umanamelon and Trey Amos and Pooh Paul, that's a lot to replace. Just naming those. Washington, you know, those guys are big, solid kids. They've signed good-looking kids, but I don't know that you could say they look like Georgia again.
Yancey, you kind of touched on that, I think, in your five things. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, as Chuck alluded to, on the front four there, are they going to be as big and long and strong? I mean, maybe appearance-wise with the LSU-Nebraska transfers there at defensive end. Are they going to have the experience those other guys brought to the table? No. Where I think Ole Miss is going to be a little bit better, I think defensively they're not going to be quite as dominating. I mean, look, they were the number one defense in the country last year from pretty much every stat that was available. But I do think the difference is going to be offensively. I think they're going to be much better running the football. And as we saw, that cost them pretty much all three games they lost last season. So maybe the strengths are a little bit not as much on the defensive side of the ball as they were last year. But I expect them to be able to be more physical and run the ball better on offense this year.
I think we might be a little faster defense this year too, Yancey, but I don't know if we'll be as big.
Big as bully and strong. But look, they're excited about those young pups too, Chuck. Not redshirted, but some of them, I guess, they played four games or maybe a couple got any more. But those six defensive freshmen, they redshirted along that defensive line. A couple of these linebackers, especially one or two of those portals, I'm really impressed so far as well. You know, I think the biggest question mark really along the front defensive seven is it is on that defensive backfield, right? You know, they picked up some nice portals. I think they're still a little bit concerned. And in the perfect world, they would have one more big-time corner and safety.
Yeah, I agree with that. Coming out of spring, to me, their biggest needs were in the back end of that defense. I like the front end of it. I mean, I think Xavion Harris is about to explode. I think William Echols and Jamarius Brown are going to be big-time solid on the inside there at tackles. I like the Womack kid from LSU. Of course, Get Perkins is as good as they come as far as I'm concerned. And hopefully the Umanamelon baby brother is going to be as good as the older brother. So there's a lot of pieces to work with up front and at linebacker with Daugherty and, you know, Banks and then the three transfers that came in. I think the front seven is just fine. I really do. Is it Georgia quality? I can't say that yet.
All right. Yancey, you want to get into the injuries at this particular point, and I'll tell you about Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. There's a name change coming in August. I guess we'll get to that a little bit at some point as well, as they're kind of combining with groups in Jackson and in Tupelo. So they're growing in their outreach of what they do at Oxford Ortho. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, this is unofficial now, but what I'm hearing is that Braden Jones had that hybrid Tommy John surgery. By that, you don't do the complete repair and, you know, it goes from 12 to 18 months to possibly as low as 6 months. Most are going to be in that 9 and 12 month range. So there is a glimmer of hope that he could possibly return, you know, when you get into the meat of the main schedule there in SEC baseball. That's unofficially, but that's what I'm hearing, that he possibly had that hybrid surgery. So that could be big news for the baseball team moving forward next season if they can get him back when it gets crunch time in the baseball season. On the football side, you know,
Jalen Braxton.
30 seconds.
Yes. Jalen Braxton, he has been moving around very nicely. He had knee problems that prevented him from going through spring drills. I hear he looks really good and should be 100% for fall ball. And so Taron Perkins is back in the weight room from that labrum surgery.
All right. And TJ Daugherty as well.
We'll come back with more right after the break.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
And before we get going here, let me tell you about the Farese Group, our partner in retirement. Farese Group, over 20 years of experience, proven track record helping retirees invest and outlive their savings during retirement. If you're nearing or already retired, please call the Farese Group at 601-607-4141 to schedule your consultation. And I'm going to go ahead and do my Ole Miss and SEC news, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Well, first of all, Gage Wood, a no-hitter. 19 strikeouts. Arkansas beats Murray State 3-0 in the first game of things in Omaha. And UCLA scored 3 in the top of the first, only to see LSU score 4 in the bottom of the first with
so
one
far.
Out in the game. Well, with one out in the bottom of the first. And congratulations to Ole Miss Track and Field Junior out of Fulton. Our Vista Troop, he made history on Friday winning the NCAA high jump. First title in school history, best finish by the Rebel men at the 2025 NCAA Outdoor Championships. It's the 36th NCAA champion in track.
Jump 7'5".
That's crazy, isn't it?
Isn't that nuts? I mean, that's tall as that door there, and somebody jumped over it.
The 9th men's Rebel national champion. And congratulations to him. And track and field, both men and women doing a great job in keeping things going in what has been just a great athletic season for Ole Miss.
Really, the only only sports that have been struggled were the two tennis teams, and they're replacing both those coaches. One retired and one got excused.
Yeah.
So they should come back if they hire the right people. Other than that, everything's been pretty good. Maybe soccer needs a little help.
It did not. Yeah, soccer and men's tennis were the only two that didn't make the NCAA tournament. Women went out in the first round of the tennis tournament. But then everything else, Sweet 16 and basketball, you know what football's done, baseball, et cetera. So, all right, Yancey, where are we going from here?
Yeah, I think first let's close out baseball and then we'll get into football for the last half of the segment here. But Chuck and Gary, both of you, you know, what do you think needs to happen this off season where Ole Miss, you know, doesn't come up a hip short, where they can, you know, still be playing at this time?
Well, obviously they've got to retain as many of the top names as they can. I'm hearing that there's a possibility with Hunter Elliott. If that's true, then, I mean, gosh, you get your ace back. That's about as important as anything could happen. And certainly I think what you said in your 5 points, a big-time shortstop is a must. Shortstop hurt us this year, and no offense to kids that played shortstop, but it just wasn't strong enough to do what you have to do in this league.
Look, you've we've all said it in some form, but Yancey, you can never have enough pitching. I know they've added some. There will be some that come back in these young arms, but you can never have enough. And I think that was at the end where, you know, you mentioned it. And again, Riley Maddux, Mason Nichols, they gave a lot of great things to this Ole Miss program, there's no doubt. But you were still an arm or two short out of that whole thing.
A big arm.
Yeah.
A big arm.
Yeah.
Watching the World Series, all these teams in Omaha have three or four pitchers that are throwing 95-plus, and that's just, you know, you got to have it.
Yeah, they were lacking one consistent arm. You know, I mean, Spencer, Will McCausland, those guys did unbelievable. Hunter, and Maddux and Nichols, they were great at times. But other times, they just were not good. And you've got to be more consistent on the mound. They got, you know, at least a Saturday guy that you know what you're going to get, right? Even if it's a 4.2 ERA, which was better than what I think Riley's ended up at, 5.8 ERA, which is not going to cut it for a Saturday starter. They got to be able to get consistency from that Saturday guy. Would we all like to see him at the plate, cut down on the strikeout ratio? Yes. But with those kind of power numbers, though, that kind of all sets that. Getting better up the middle, you know, that they improved there immensely at catcher from what they had the year before. You know, Unimark, believe it or not, at 6'5", 250, 260, really did a great job there at second base. Humphreys was solid as a rock there at center field. Was shortstop improved from what it was the year before in 24? Yes, but is it at the championship level you need? Definitely not. Can Piano, you know, become that guy? Maybe so. Like Chuck said, there's been many freshmen that have struggled the first year, but I would hate to go into next season hoping he makes that jump. Now, Ole Miss has a big-time shortstop that is signed, but unfortunately, he's moving up the draft boards, and now he's in the top 300 prospects. So those are rare. Now, Pato was the same thing, and he ended up coming, making it to Ole Miss, but most of the times, those top eight-round guys don't show up. So you can't count on him. They've got to go find a big-time shortstop.
But
they got to go find one big-time arm. That's kind of my thoughts on it moving forward to taking that next step.
But let me say this, okay, and I know I'll get a lot of resistance from this, but I saw some really good plays out of Pano, and I just don't think we need to give up on him, and I hope he doesn't give up on us and get in the portal. I just think that he's got some ability. What's going on with him right now is between his ears. There's no question about it. He booted a couple of balls early, and it got in his head. And I just think he can be a big-time player. Maybe not a shortstop.
That goes to a couple of text messages that have come in while you're doing this. And that was, other than Campbell Smithwick, what are we hearing about other players leaving Ole Miss in the portal? And then what about the draft, Yancey, of guys that are in this freshman class?
Well, as far as others that leaving in the portal, you know, what we saw last year is you had a couple that went early, kind of like this year, guys that were role players. But then the big three, right, Mendez, Doyle, and Fisher. I try to forget Fisher's name every day, but I still can't. They went at the last minute, right? So you have 1 month to go into the portal. I believe it was the clock started last Monday. So they have about three more weeks. Like football and basketball, that doesn't mean the portal ends. That just means that's when you can enter the portal. So these guys will be signing all the way up until school starts. And a lot of the big portal guys are going to wait until the draft because they know that their value becomes even bigger when teams lose some guys they thought that they were going to get back that went in the draft, and now their stock has gone up even higher. So there is going to be a lot of movement after this draft. Now, there was a big stink that, if you remember, up until last year or the year before, the draft used to be during the regionals. But all the teams complained and said, man, this is a distraction to our postseason play when players are getting drafted and we're in the middle of a region. I don't know if y'all forget when Rollison for Ole Miss got drafted. He's in the dugout, eighth inning, and we're about to go to the World Series and things fall apart. That was a classic example, but that was pre-NIL portal era, right? So now they moved the draft back, which is kind of making it harder now, right? Because now you can't really solidify your roster until after the draft. With the portals, so it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? There's no easy way now with the draft, with the portal, with the NIL, and so the pieces of the puzzle will not come together until that draft takes place.
I'll say, so let's stay on baseball for just another minute or two.
Yeah.
What's your thinking on the four guys that they do have gotten out of the portal so far? Grant Richardson, 6'3", 225-pound left-handed pitcher. Will Libert, 6'1", 205, red shirt, freshman left-handed pitcher. Tristan Bassetta, 6'1", 225-pound corner outfielder out of Clemson. And Daniel Pacella, 6'4", 235-pound outfielder out of Illinois State.
I love it. Grant Richardson is a guy that he could touch 96, 97, pretty consistently for the left side of the plate.
Wow.
You know, left-handed pitchers are not guys that throw it as hard on average as right-handed pitchers. So when your left-handed pitcher is staying at 92, 93, reaching back 96, 97, I mean, he set records at strikeout ratio there at Grand Canyon in that conference as well. He sat out last year, but he's had a year and a half now to recover from that Tommy John. So he is going to be really fresh that season. As we saw with Arkansas's pitcher that just threw, 19 strikeouts a day, no hitter, set out a few months there with shoulder injury. He's going to be fresh. And I really like, the size, 225-pound, thick guy, a lot of swing and miss in his arsenal. One of those big-time arms, and we need more left-handed pitchers, as we saw for this year. Then you go with Leopard, a guy that he sat out. He had Tommy John his senior year in high school, sat out last year's freshman year at Missouri, and really started coming on and pitched his best games at the end of the year with teams like Texas and Oklahoma, where he was going seven innings deep, getting a lot of whip. His strikeout ratio continually raised as the season went along. So a guy that you see a lot of upside there, another left-handed pitcher there, and he's only a redshirt freshman, so you got some years to develop him. And then, people love this, and I know Murray State's going to be a big thing, like, man, gorilla ball stinks. You got to put pressure on teams. You need base hits and stuff like that. But look, I still like gorilla ball. I still look at the MLB. I still look at the teams that have the most success on offense. It's a lot easier to get one hit for a home run with a walk to get a two-run homer than string together three hits in a row to score a run. So, yes, we have some guys that have high strikeout ratio, namely Pauly, namely Judd Utomar, but those power numbers offset that and some more. And when you look at Tristan Brissett there, that's a quarter, Daniel from Illinois State. This is a guy that's got 20 home runs, 21 doubles. So he had 41 extra base hits. He's 6'4", 235 pounds. I like those big old outfielders. A lot of experience from Illinois State. And then Tristan Bassetta, a guy that played corner outfield for Clemson. He had a lot of injuries this year, but looking back at his film, you can see the natural raw power. Don't be surprised. And now he's totally healthy. If that number jumps from what he hit this last year, 7 home runs in an injury plagued season, where he makes that leap to 15, 17 home runs. I really like what they've done in the portal. The biggest question that I have, obviously, is what do those 7 or 8 draft-eligible guys do at Ole Miss? Do they stay or go? Not all of them are going to stay, right? That's not realistic, but you hope to catch the majority of them. But in the question that we need, I want to know from Walker, what are we going to increase for baseball in the NIL? We already know that Mississippi State's jumped from $1.2 to $4.5 million to what they're going to give for the revenue sharing portal for their portal players. What is Ole Miss going to do? You know, are they going to get in the game now with the Mississippi State? Texas A&M was already in the $6 to $7 million range. Tennessee's at a 7-8. LSU's at a 7-8. You can't expect to have a roster that can compete with teams that have 4 or 5 times the NIL money that you're spending on your roster. Look, Ole Miss, for what they had for their budget for this roster, honestly did small miracles for this team. You ask Chris Beard, you ask Lane Kiffin, if he could get quadrupled in the portal by the other SEC teams, and can he field a competitive roster? Both of them will tell you no, and they will be at another team next year. So they have to increase this NIL revenue sharing to get their NIL, the roster construction up to where these other top programs are in the SEC, and quit giving me this Murray State, how much are their players making? How much are these lower D1 teams making? They don't have to play 35, 36 games SEC schedule to get to the tournament. You are comparing apples to oranges. Ole Miss must increase their NIL value if everybody wants Ole Miss to be where Bianco wants to be and where our fans expect Bianco's teams to be. It's not going to come when you're spending a fourth of the portal money than everybody else.
Yeah, but at the same time, Yancey, I'm wondering how this new thing is going to work with the rev sharing and the clearinghouse for NIL money. And I mean, it might get hairy.
Yancey, we're up against the break. We'll let you.
Real quickly. The schools have that opportunity to spend it where they ever want to with each sport. So schools like Mississippi State are going to increase it heavily. Will Ole Miss follow suit? We'll see.
All right, before we go, this portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. We'll let Yancey give you some recruiting news, then we'll do the good, bad, and ugly on the way out.
She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now. www.oxford38655.com or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555. And let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more. Return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, let's finish this show up. We'll get Yancey to give us a few things in the recruiting world. But first, Yancey, could you have shot even par in the U.S. Open?
Oh, my gosh. Look, I love that golf course. Perfect U.S. Open setup. No, I would have been lucky to break 100 out there.
Well, that's what the guys were the pro golfers were saying. If you were a plus 12 handicap, it'd take you about 120 to get around that course. All right, buddy, you got some recruiting news for us?
Yeah, well, first thing is the four portal signings, and we just went over there. Grant Richardson, you know, the redshirt sophomore, left-handed pitcher sent out of Grand Canyon. Will Livert out of Missouri, another left-handed pitcher, freshman, redshirt freshman. Tristan Bassetta, the corner outfielder out of Clemson. And then Daniel Pacella, Illinois State. All really high upside guys, really like these guys. Football commits. Chucky, you know what you told me when I was a kid coming through there at the Ole Miss Spirit? Back when your office was over there where Abner's and now the Velvet Ditch is located, you like those guys that you have a hard time fitting through your door. Well, they finally got their number one center target today, Ryan Barrett out of Miami Southridge. He's been their number one offensive center target now for 2 years, and they got him today. It's been a long time, Chuck. He says, we've been able to say they've landed their number one offensive line target for any of the positions, right, on the high school front. So, big gift for them. Ole Miss flipped a 6'7", 205-pound rush edge, Cornelio Reed out of Wisconsin. He's the number one 51 edge rusher of the country. He took an official visit 2 weeks ago since we were last on air. So, another big-time gift for Ole Miss. Basketball commit. This might be old news, but it's new news here for the Rebel Yell. Ole Miss got a commitment from shooting guard Keza Giffen. I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly. At a High Point, multiple first-time All-Big South selection. Shooting guard, 6'2", averaged 14.6 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2.4 assists per game. For High Point, shot over 44% from the field, 31.3 from three. So that kind of solidifies that 13th scholarship spot there for the basketball team. Official visitors, my gosh, over the last couple of weeks, we could spend a whole hour on this. But four-star wide receiver out of Morton, Xavier McDaniel, was in town for official visit. Luggaville four-star linebacker Anthony Davis, A.D. Davis, was in town over the weekend. I think an Ole Miss could, a commitment could be forthcoming to Ole Miss in the near future for him. Big-time linebackers. Speaking of big-time linebackers, they were able to get the number one linebacker in the country committed a few weeks ago, Isaiah Williams. He was back in town the weekend before last. The big news about that, he brought his entire family with him, so everybody got to see what Ole Miss was all about. The Floridian flip from Florida to Ole Miss and Bay. So really important to get that whole family in town before football starts the high school season, and it's hard to get them back in after that. Four-star defensive tackle Danny Bell, out of Webb, Arkansas. He flipped his official visit from Arkansas to Ole Miss this past weekend. Came in. He's Arkansas's top-rated overall prospect, 6'4", 320, big-time player that it seems like Ole Miss is picking up a lot of momentum right now. Missouri, interesting enough, even though that's a border state for Arkansas, is still the RPM leader. And lastly, a couple more guys Ole Miss hosted, four-star defensive end Zach Graves out of Tennessee and four-star wide receiver DeAndre Gray out of Baton Beach, Florida, were also in, as well as five-star Tristan Keys out of Hattiesburg that's committed to LSU but said he'll be back in soon for an official visit. That was long from over.
All right, let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly. Brought to you by our friends at Riverland Roofing. They're your locally owned roofing firm, and here's what you need to do to get in touch with those guys, whether it's a new roof or a maintenance program. They are a GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. 662-644-4297 or riverlandroofing.com.
All right, most of this is old stuff because we hadn't been on the air in 3 weeks, but the fans supported the recent regional needs complimenting. I know the results on the field were not what any of us wanted, but the fans did their part. Some of the Rebels' sessions were announced around 11,900. I'm the world's worst in predicting how many people are in a sports venue, but I swear I believe there were 13,000 to 14,000 people jammed into that area. Anyway, great turnout and proof that Ole Miss baseball is extremely popular and one of the fan favorites. Ole Miss announced its 2025-2026 men's basketball roster last week, and while I don't know a whole lot about some of the newcomers, it's obvious the Rebels are bigger and longer across the board. That's going to bear well. No bad. It's summer. Let's be good.
Sounds good. All right, that will do
that
it.
Basketball guys, the basketball team next year is going to be some kind of fun to watch. It's going to be a great sports year for Ole Miss next year. I predict even better this year than last year, and last year's arguably the best in the modern day history.
Talk to you next week.
Howdy, toddy.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it, it's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.